So let's just close out. You had a couple of unusual, interesting cases I'm curious about. Without getting into a lot of detail, you have this 78-year-old patient who had some type of myasthenia gravis syndrome related to checkpoint inhibitors. I've kind of heard a little bit about stuff like that. What happened with her?
Well, so this case, you know, the reason why I want to put it in is because just for a single agent IO or IO in general, you just have to be mindful of potentially very serious autoimmunity or immune-related adverse events. Much of the time, there are things that we can manage, but sometimes there is a really serious event. And, you know, I was actually, this was a patient that was being treated by another physician who was kind of scheduled to see me in clinic. And the patient told me that while driving, it was getting harder to see and hold their neck up, harder to swallow. And, you know, on the exam, you could see like the lids were drooping. It was hard. You know, there was weakness in the neck. And I actually was very concerned about that and admitted the patient to the hospital. You know, the patient had an extensive neurologic workup, and the differential was a sort of a myasthenia gravis versus sort of a myositis in the upper central muscles. And in any event, was treated with high-dose steroids and had recovery over several weeks to months. But, you know, we were concerned about potential respiratory compromise, airway compromise. And I think it's an example of one of these rare toxicities that can happen to any organ system that we see with immunotherapeutics. I mean, we have reports of cardiomyopathies, myositis, blindness, hepatic injury. These are rare, but I think it's very important that, you know, clinicians are aware of these toxicities and have a low threshold to evaluate them very carefully and also to start steroids. And I also think it's important because, you know, I see these patients every day, I treat them all the time, and we're at a referral cancer center that's primed to deal with this. But sometimes a patient like this might present to a local hospital in the emergency room, and, you know, they almost need a wrist bracelet to say, listen, I'm on immunotherapy. Consider that when you're thinking about what could be wrong with me.
Yeah, no, I'm dying to do a series for emergency room docs. I keep hearing this all the time, how they're not
aware. Oh, yeah, that would be great.
And, you know, the other thing I'm kind of curious with this patient, anything that the neurologist could tease out about a prior history, do you think this was subclinical myasthenia before?
Right. So that's possible. I think that there are neurologists and neuro-oncologists that are actively looking into this area. You know, when you see these rare autoimmunities, is it that there was something subclinical that was missed? Possibly. Another suggestion that I've heard is that, you know, a lot of the times there are paraneoplastic syndromes that occur with cancer. And is it possible that we're unmasking some of these with our immunotherapeutics? How do we know who this is going to happen to? I don't think we know those answers, but certainly with the advent of immune checkpoint inhibitors, it's probably built in a new field into rheumatoid arthritis and oncology in general, looking at these toxicities, understanding why they occur, and perhaps identifying in advance who they might happen to is very important.